Think of the power that's in the universe, moving the earth, growing the trees, and that's the same power within you, if you'll only have courage and the will to use it. The trouble is you won't fight. You've given in, continually dwelling on sickness and death. But there's something just as inevitable as death, and that's life enjoyed. What is there to fight for? Life is a beautiful, magnificent thing.
Oh, Charlie Chaplin. For sure. Life is a beautiful and magnificent thing. And it's even more beautiful and magnificent when you realize that you are not just biological life. You are not just this multicellular organism that has been named whatever your name is. I'm not just a compilation of biochemicals. That's what my body is. But I am not that. Life becomes more beautiful and magnificent when you realize that you're not just this biological life. Rather, you're the aliveness that animates it. You're the awareness that knows it. It's like electricity taking itself to be the light bulb, when in reality, its true essence, its true power is the electricity that runs through it. That's your power. All I'm saying is that consciousness is prior to all of that. Matter does not create consciousness. You are not matter. You are consciousness. And consciousness creates everything. Consciousness was prior to the Big Bang. And therefore you, your eternal substance, was prior to the Big Bang. Prior to single cellular life, multicellular life, prior to human life, you are. Consciousness's declaration, I am, materialized as the Big Bang, becoming all things. Consciousness is the substance of all things. It's the seed of this entire universe. Realize that you are that, and you'll truly realize how magnificent and beautiful life can be. Awakening is not a seclusion from life. It's not pushing things out and being like, not this, not this, not this, the neti-neti process. Like, originally that can help clarify things until you become singularly focused on the one thing, which is awareness. But at some point, awareness turns back, no longer focused on just awareness being awareness. It turns back and looks at its own reflection as all of this. The complexity of the cosmos is your reflection. That's how beautiful and magnificent you are. When we forget this, we get depressed. When we remember this, we feel rejoiced. But remembering isn't just a cognitive thing. You gotta bring these realizations from the head, from the mind, down into the heart. And really investigate, what does this mean? If you are the consciousness that creates worlds, what does this mean for you here and now? Tap into that. Tap into the consciousness. Tap into your own eternal nature. You become intimate with the true beauty and magnificence of life itself. Life beyond the embodiment. Life that is the electricity that flows through the bulb of the universe. Or just keep watching Charlie Chaplin videos. Either way, all my love.